I'd like to bring to us this morning the life of a man called John Amos Comenius. Comenius was a contemporary of Martin Luther, and when Martin Luther sought to instruct the people in the ways of God as revealed in the scriptures, it led him into the process of revising theology and writing the scriptures in the German tongue. Tyndale picked up that same task for the English and presented the scriptures in the English language as well, thus taking it out of the Latin and giving people a chance to make their own decisions about what it was that God had said. And Comenius came to realize that the church's need was to be able to think in terms of what the scriptures said and to reason well. In fact, it's an interesting thing that at Worms, when Martin Luther was being quizzed for his rebellious attitudes, he said that the word of God and reason compelled him to make the changes of faith that he had made in his own heart and understanding. So the Reformation was very much a time of reason as well as a time in Scripture. And so while Martin Luther called for reforming the universities, he was tied up in reforming the theology. And the task for reforming the universities was taken up by John Comenius. He was born in March 28th, 1592, in Moravia, now in the Czech Republic. And he died in 1670, after serving the Moravian Brethren. And the Moravian Brethren are important to the Christian history because it was Count Zinzendorf who led the Moravians, and it was a Moravian who challenged John Wesley on his Atlantic journey to whether or not he knew a personal experience of God. And that was something that challenged Wesley, and of course the reforms that Wesley and English evangelicals brought about were quite remarkable. So the Moravians, back to Comenius, I'm being distracted. He wrote nearly 90 books on education, demonstrating his educational philosophy in several countries and inspiring the birth of the Royal Society of Science in England. Now again, the Royal Society is and a body that exists today, and without Comenius's encouragement and his ideas on sharing information, it may well be that the Royal Society not proceed. And in fact, it's an interesting thing. I think the Royal Society was founded with about 10 or 12 original members, one of whom, of course, was Sir Isaac Newton. And in the day, the Puritans constituted around about 5 or 10% of the population, and yet the Puritans, who were Reformed Christians, were about 90% of the first constitution of the Royal Society. Anyway, as a young man, Comenius thought that the medieval schools that had existed previously were slaughterhouses of the mind, to quote him. He strove to make them happy workshops of humanity, an imitation of heaven. Comenius built up the education ideas that were advocated by Wolfgang Rettke, and ideas which in turn based on those of the British philosopher Francis Bacon. Bacon's important because he was the man who told us that the educated man would do well to study God's two books. That's not the Old Testament and the New Testament, but rather God's two books, the book of the Bible and the book of the world, or the creation. And it was because of that sense of focus on creation and the picking up of Francis Bacon's sense that the truth of God is to be found in the creation as well as in the scriptures, that Comenius began his education with principles such as moving from things to names, from the particular to the general, and from the mother tongue to foreign languages. After studying philosophy and theology, Comenius returned to his native Bohemia as a preacher and a teacher, and his innovative school quickly became well known right throughout Europe. And during the 30 years of religious wars in Europe, Bohemia fell to the Catholic forces, but rather than give up his teaching, Comenius continued on and chose to flee as a refugee. He knew war, hunger, disease, the death of his wife and children, the burning of his school and books, political treachery, disappointment at the hands of politicians and rulers. Some of his books were written under the political patronage of kings, others were written while hiding in cold and dangerous woods. It's an interesting thing, you know, that the Buddha saw suffering secondhand. Comenius, a fine teacher, experienced it firsthand. He chose to be a suffering servant of Christ, following the martyrdom of Messiah. Comenius believed that discipling the next generation through education would create a new world. He saw education as a means of forming again God's image in humanity. Secular historians have yet to compute Comenius' contribution to the modern world. This father of modern education is often ignored because he really made a statement without justifying it from the scriptures. So there is Jan Comenius, a contemporary of Martin Luther, a reformer. Inasmuch as Luther was a reformer of the theology of the day, Comenius sought to reform the education of the day. And Comenius, a man whose influence as a contributor to the Moravians and as a contributor to the Royal Society, has done much to bless the earth in terms of social reform and in terms of better education. Christians, man.